IU quietly resumed classes this semester in a large lecture space at Woodburn Hall, where a mural depicts journalistic efforts to stop the once powerful Indiana Ku Klux Klan. Sophie Kelbley has more.
Thomas Hart Benton painted the Indiana murals in 1933 to depict state history. One panel stirred controversy when it was first displayed because it showed hooded Klan members burning a cross. The controversy continued in 2017 in Woodburn Hall 100. An online petition called on IU to remove the painting, saying it promoted hate following the racist Charlottesville, Virginia riots. The university refused. It said the mural was intended to provoke thought and unquestionably an anti-Klan work, citing the journalists in the foreground. IU's director of public art, Katie Chatton, says the journalist in the mural's foreground is evidence.
The press and other entities have gone up against the Klan and, you know, made some good progress in diminishing the efforts of the Klan, and his effort was, intention was to show that in the mural.
IU agreed to make Woodburn 100 a gallery and a public lecture space. IU's former provost, Lauren Robel, said in a press release the art should not involve the captive audience of classes devoted to other subjects. But for the first time since 2017, classes returned to Woodburn 100. University spokesperson Mark Bodie said in a statement that retractable screens can cover the murals if instructors desire. IU has a practical concern to restart classes in the lecture hall. Bodie says using Woodburn Hall 100 for classroom space is a return to its historic use and addresses a need for larger instructional spaces. While Chatton liked Woodburn 100's previous usage, she also says that if the room is needed for lectures, covering the murals is all right. She says moving the murals would permanently damage them. Media school senior lecturer Stephen Layton teaches a large journalism class in the hall. He says he didn't know it was reopening until he was scheduled to teach there.
I never saw any announcement or anything like from administration or anybody, you know, that this classroom is being reopened or anything.
Layton has concerns about covering the murals, saying art should be seen, but he's glad to avoid discussion on it, which he says could consume a lecture. He says it's hard to provide students with context for the mural.
You have to do some interpretation of the mural to be able to kind of understand what Benton's goals were with depicting what he depicted.
Layton says his students likely don't know about the covered murals since they could easily miss descriptions of the murals that IU posted outside of the classroom. He says it's like pretending the murals aren't there. For WFIU News, I'm Sophie Kelbley.